Jussi Björling very seldom gave interviews, preferring to communicate with the world through his singing. Yet this past summer, he made an exception to this rule. This is part of his last known interview.
When I started out as a youngster, I think I was an exceptional, you know, because I made my debut in 1930. I was 19 years old. But before that, I had 2 years Academy of Study at the Royal Academy in Stockholm and an opera school. And after that, I was also in the opera school. And then you have to make 3 major debuts before you can call yourself an opera singer. So that I did during 1930. So 1931, I was engaged at the Royal Opera House in Stockholm for 6 years as an opera singer. But I had studied, I have been studying singing all my life because I had the opportunity to have a father who happened to be a wonderful teacher. And since my father died, my teacher at the Musical Academy happened to be one of the most prominent Mozart singers, Jan Purcell. The younger generation doesn't even know his name, but he was one of the most famous Mozart singers. He was famous for his Don Giovanni and things like that. So he trained me with Mozart from the beginning. Now, you asked me about the training of the younger generation. I would say this. It seems to me nowadays that if you have a voice and you have a top C or things like that, then nothing else matters. You put you on the stage whenever you're ready for a top C, that nothing else means anything. And that is absolutely wrong. And I can assure you one thing. That is never going to last. Absolutely not. For 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 years, but you can be sure, that's all. If you want to have a career, you have to know what you're doing.
The preceding program was recorded in the studios of Radio Sweden for the National Association of Educational Broadcasters.